this afternoon, I do come with a burden to share with you from the book of John.
今天下午我有一个负担在这里，我要交通约翰福音。
You know, book of John is such a big one, such a huge book.
约翰福音是这样子的一本很伟大的著作。
Well, it is not only that it's 21 chapters.
并不是光是只是因为它有二十一章那么多。
But what is in the 21 chapters?
而是在这个作者二十一章里面它的内容。
And if we attempt to finish the whole book, I don't think there's a chance for today to finish anything.
若是我们想要在想要把整本书能够讲一点的话，其实我们今天讲不出任何一点。
But maybe in the first chapter, we can look at a few things.
也许在第一章里头，我们也许看到几点。
But when I begin to grab the book and read the first verse, I feel lucky if I can finish the first verse.
当我把这本书打开开始要读的时候，我连第一节我都就只能停在第一节。
And I'm sure many of you do read the book of John.
我相信各位一定对约翰福音都读过。
Since many have been encouraged in their when they're first saved to read the book of John.
因为很多人刚信主的时候，他们就受到就被鼓励读这一本书。
I believe many of you might even be able to remember what's in the first verse.
我相信各位也一定都记得第一章第一节是说的什么。
Let's read it again.
我们再一起来读一读。
Verse 1 says here, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
第一章第一节说，太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这道太初与神同在。
Now you know, we mustn't hurriedly go through the Word of God in a way that we didn't really grasp the meaning of it.
我们也许不应该这么快就这么读过去，因为我们就抓不到他到底他要说的是什么。
Even the first verse, I think, is too big for me to comprehend.
就连这第一就是第一句都觉得我都觉得简直太伟大，我没有办法能完成。
Well, I have read the Book of John. I don't remember how many times.
约翰福音我都不记得我读过多少遍。
But in the beginning was the Word, so the book began.
但是这本书一开始就是这四个字，太初有道。
In the beginning was the Word.
说太初有道。
It's a simple sentence, isn't it?
是一个很简单的一句话。
And not even a whole sentence, just a complete thought.
连一整句话都其实都没有，只是有这么一个思想。
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
You know, at this time we got to understand what it meant here by John.
我们在这里要想一想，到底约翰自己他想要说什么。
You know, we know the book of John, when he wrote it, was a definite purpose behind it.
我们知道约翰在写约翰福音的时候，他有一个很特别、很特定的目的。
And in concurrent with what I just said, let's turn to the last chapter of John, what he said. What did he think about Jesus?
所以我们这样看了第一节，我们再看最后一节他怎么说。
Verse 25, in the last chapter of John. 21st chapter of John.
当我们看约翰福音第二十一章
，And there are also many other things which Jesus did, which if they were written in detail, I suppose that even the world itself would not contain the books which were written.
第二十五节最后一节，说耶稣所行的事还有许多，若是一一的都写出来，我想所写的书就是世界也容不下了。
And he's talking about not only the book of John.The whole knowledge of Jesus would fill the world and more.
他这里并不光只是说约翰福音这一本书了，就是所有关于耶稣的事迹和所行的事都写下来，所有的书。
And with that thought, how did John begin?
那么约翰怎么样开始写呢？
He began with a simple sentence, says, "In the beginning was the Word."
他用一个最简单的这一句话来在最低。最初就写下这一句最简单的话。
We do know that the Gospel of John is spoken, written from John to convey a solid idea of telling us who Jesus is.
我们都知道，约翰福音是约翰来写出来，来告诉我们到底耶稣基督是谁。
Now we see that in chapter 20 of the same book, verse 29 and verse 30 and 31st.
我们再看，如果说是看同一本书，第二十章第二十三十节跟三十一节，二十章的最后两节的。
Many other signs there were Jesus also performed in the presence of the disciples, which are not written in this book, but these have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in His name.
第三十节、三十一节。 耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上。但记这些事，要叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。
You know, John has told us why he wanted to write a book and how much material he could have gotten in and didn't.
约翰福音在这里很清楚告诉我们他为什么要写这本书，也告诉我们有很多可以包括进来的一些事情他可以写，但是他并没有写。
He rather chose to begin with a statement, in the beginning was the Word.
而他这样子特别的特特的选出来，在他的这本书一开头他就写上太初有道这四个字。
Almost without explanation, he started big.
好像完全都不需要有什么解释什么注脚，一开始他就把他最重要最大的思想写出来。
Of course, when you finish reading, maybe the first chapter, or even the whole book, you begin to realize who this Word is.He meant to be.
也许在你看完整本书的时候，你对于这个你所说的这位道，你有些认识。
And that the word John meant no one else, nothing but Jesus himself.
因为的确，约翰在这里所说那位道，就是所说的，说的就是我们的主耶稣基督。
And he chose to begin with a statement, in the beginning was the word.
而在这里，他特意的将这一句话写在第一章第一节说太初有道。
For Jesus has to be preeminent of all the thought.That's occupying John.
因为耶稣基督这一件这这个这个人是约翰他所有心中所有思想的中心。
And John was such a person that he had been occupied by Jesus.
而约翰这个人的确他是整个的思想是全部是被主所充满。
Now who was this John?
那么这约翰又是一个什么样的人？
John was a disciple of Jesus.
约翰是耶稣的一个门徒。
And we knew he was only a fisherman.
我们也知道他只是一个打鱼的。
You know, last week I wandered into the bookstore.
上礼拜我有机会到书店里去逛一逛。
You know, I said I wandered because I didn't plan on going to a bookstore.
因为本来我没有预备要去。
Next time, let me tell you, when you go to fix a car, bring your Bible with you.
所以我下次，各位，如果下次你要去修车的话，把你的圣经带。
Well, I didn't. The next best thing I could do was wander into the bookstore.
我上次修车的时候我没有带我的圣经，所以。只好就去书店看看。
And I saw many new covers, many new books in display.
我在那里看到很多新书啊，在那展示出来。
Some of the bestsellers, some of the newest bestsellers.
有些最新出来的最好最畅销的书。
Some of books caught my eye.
有些书我就吸引我的注意。
One of them is written by Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
有一本书是被Kareem这个篮球健将写的。
You know, the number 33 of Lakers. Everybody knew him, right?
是湖人队的那个33号。
And you know, these books are selling quick because this guy is very famous.
这些书呢是非常非常畅销，因为写书的人非常有名气。
I saw a book by Bill Cosby.
另外还有一本是 Bill Cosby 写的书。
And I saw a book by Johnny Carson.
还有的 Johnny Carson 写的书。
These are celebrities. They made the list, and their books sell easily.
这些都是很有名的人，他们的书出来了很容易就卖掉。
You know, no matter what they write, they sell.
而且不管他写什么东西，
It's built on the popularity of the person.
因为他只是在于那些人有名气。
But there are some books that was not built on the author, but rather the subject they talk about.
有些书倒不是完全在于它的作者，而是在它里面的内容。
Well, if John were to write a book about himself, I guarantee it won't sell.
我相信，如果约翰写一本关于他自己的书的话，我敢保证他一定卖不出去。
But he wrote about Jesus.
但是他写的是关于。
He has such a deep understanding and relationship with Jesus. What he said about him has to be heard.
因为他对于耶稣有那样深刻的认识了解，所以他写出来的书，的确是不一样。
And this was what John began with. In the beginning was the Word.
所以他这里第一句话写太初有道。
He didn't say in the beginning was God.
他并没有说太初有神。
It would not be too difficult, although people chose not to believe in the beginning was God.
他其实那样写也可以，但是呢，人也不能也都不相信太初是有神。
He dealt directly with a statement that was provoking.
所以他写的这个第一句话太初有道是对一个人人是一个思想上一个很大的一个刺激。
In the beginning was the word.
他说到在最起初代初的时候有道。
You know, in the Greek language, the word today we know as logos.
在原文里的希腊文在那个道是 logos 这个字。
And we translate it into the word properly with a capital W.
在那里我们翻译成那个话就是道，在英文里都是有个大写。
Which is very good.
这个翻得非常好。
But logos, well, when we talk about, you know, you, Peter, why are you talking Greek over our head?
同学，你为什么要讲这个 logos 这些希腊文什么的
？All right, let's talk about English.
那我们就讲讲看英文。
Everybody knows the word zoology, sociology, biology, those logy, right?
我们都知道，比如说什么动物学、植物学、这个社会学这些学。
You know, Greek is not too hard to understand. Everybody knows some Greek.
所以希腊文其实并不是有多难，因为大家多多少少都是都晓得一点希腊文。
And English, the English language is heavily influenced by Greek.
而英文又是很重的，有受到希腊文的影响。
All those logic sounds like logic, doesn't it?
所以这些什么学，其实就是逻辑的这个字。
And the meaning behind this word means something were studied through, an organized.Material.
所以这个逻辑，这个 logic 这个字呢，其实就是表示一个曾经被很仔细的研究过，而是很有系统的在那里放在一起的一个学问。
It's something with a purpose.
而是有目的的。
It's something of the mind.
也是从这个理性里面想出来的。
It's a study with method.
是用一个特别的方法能够把它学习出来的。
It's reasonable.
是有理的。
You know, the Greek pride themselves in knowing the wisdom.
这些希腊人呢，觉得他们的对于这个智慧，尤其是引以为傲。
And they have studied the philosophy.
他们学习哲学。
And those philosophers, they have come up with all these kind of great statements.
而那些伟大的哲学家呢，就想出这种各式各样很了不起的这些说法。
You know, when John began to say that in the beginning was the word, it was written in Greek language.
你知道，当约翰写这个约翰福音说太初有道的时候，是用希腊文写的。
And the Greek all read the logos.
而那些希腊人都看到了这个字，这个 logos 这个字。
And this fisherman immediately challenged all the Greek thought that in the beginning there was a purpose.
所以在这里，这一个渔夫在这里对那些有知识的人，第一个就引起就给了这个挑战，就说在刚太初的时候有道。
And that purpose associated with God. And he said, and the word was with God.
他就说这个道与神同在，这个道就是跟神在一起。
And the word was God.
而这个道就是神。
Even they didn't understand the word being a person of Jesus.
虽然在那个时候他们对于这个道这个字不能够马上能够联想到就是耶稣基督这一个人。
They are being put to challenge that God created with a purpose.
而在那里，他们就是被挑战，因为他那里说到神的创造是有一个有目的的一个创造。
In the beginning was the word, was the logos, and the logos was God.
太初有道，道与神同在。
God created things according to His pleasure and His will.
神按照他自己的喜欢，按照他自己的意志，然后来创造。
You're equating God with His will. You're equating the word God with the word logos.
你就将这个神跟这个道把它放在一起，就在相等。
If God is without a logos, He is not the God of creation.
如果这个神是一个神，不是这个道的话，那么那位神就不是创造的神。
If God only works things out by chance or at random,
如果神只是在那里随随便便的，也没有什么挑选，就在那里这样随随便便的做事的话，所以他也不是那一位。
So He can create, He cannot create an orderly world.
不是他可以创造，那他也没办法创造一个这样子有秩序的一个世界。
Though He has the ability to create and reproduce, He cannot make the world meaningful.
虽然可以有这个可以让这个世界能够再继续的创造，能够繁衍，但是呢，也没有什么意义。
You see, in the beginning was the word. God had a purpose already.
所以在这里说到太初有道，实际上是讲到神最初开始的他的那一个目的。
John, a fisherman, a very simple person.
而约翰是一个很简单的一个渔夫。
Has made the world come to his turn.
反而让全世界的人都要来到他面前来看看怎么。
He said, "In the beginning was the word."
因为他说太初有道。
In that he meant not only God is the creator.
所以这句话非仅表示神是那位创造的主。
But that creation has a power.
而那位创造主有这样的一个能力。
And the creation has a purpose.
而且这个有它的目的。
And creation has an order.
而这个创造有它的次序。
You know, in other book of John, when he was called the Revelation.
在另 在另外一个约翰写的另外一本书里头，他讲到的是称为启示录。
He said, "We all things are created according to your pleasure, your good will and pleasure."
在那里说到神借着万物是借着他的因为你的旨意被创造而有的。
This John, only a fisherman,
而这个约翰只是一个渔夫。
Is full of revelation.
他是充满满了的各样的启示。
That revelation is not what man can talk and teach.
而那样的启示实在不是人能够教他的。
It is because of something he has seen.
因为实在是在于他看到了什么东西。
It is something he received from the Creator.
而他也看，他也也是他从这位创造的主。
You know, today we have the same kind of revelation, knowing who Jesus is.
我们今天也同样有这样的启示，我们知道耶稣基督是谁。
For you, if you have tried to tell the world all the knowledge about Jesus,
就是你想要告诉整个世界关于耶稣基督的这些知识。
You will find a brick wall before you.
你会发现前面像一堵砖墙似的。
You know, in fact, last Thursday I went to a friend's house. She invited two of her friends coming to listen to the gospel.
上礼拜四我到一个朋友家里，他另外请了两个福音朋友来，也来到他家里面一起谈话。
I seldom meet people without any knowledge about the Bible.
我很少碰到一个对这个圣经是一点都没有知识，一点都不知道的。
You know, we Christians thought that the gospel is being preached around the world. Everybody heard about Jesus.
我们基督徒都以为啊，这个其实这个是这福音已经在全世界已经差不多传遍了，大家应该没有人没有听过的。
Not true. I met two who'd never heard of the gospel.
我并不是，因为我实在是看到的，在见遇到两位从来没有听过福音的。
You want to tell them that God has created? He said, "What is creation?"
他们要跟他说耶稣是那位创造的主，他说什么叫创造
？And you have to tell them Jesus had become a man.
当你告诉他说耶稣变成了人，他说。
What happened? He said.
他说怎么回事啊
？I've never seen anyone who's so ignorant about any knowledge about the Word of God.
我从来没有看到见过遇见这样的人对这个圣经对关于神的事情这么样完全不知道。
But fine, because all the knowledge that we know about Jesus should not be coming from the head and transmitting through intellectual means.
这也没有关系，因为所有我们对耶稣基督的认识本来也不是应该是头脑，而。不应该是光属于头脑，让我们这么样传传而已。
You know, I was able to speak to his heart instead of his knowledge, his head.
这样更好，我能够真正的跟他从向他的心来说话，还不如经由头脑。
You know what I've seen?
你知道我看到什么吗
？I've seen this heart is ready for God's revelation.
我发现这一个心呢，已经在那里预备好了，就是为要让神来向他启示。
He's ready to receive what God has given to one of his children.
他已经预备好了，就要接受神要给他的救恩。
Because we receive the knowledge of God.Through the revelation, through the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit.
因为我们实在是我们接受神的这一个启示是经由圣灵的工作。
Whenever the heart is ready, the Holy Spirit will work in our heart.
当我们的心预备好的时候，圣灵就在我们心里面开始做工。
When the heart is not ready, the intellectual mind will debate and argue and counter stage.
当我们的心没有预备好的时候，我们那些的头脑的知识都出来了，在那里要辩论要反对。
John was one who was ready when Jesus called him.
约翰在那个时候，他是已经预备好了，让耶稣来呼叫他。
When he was pointed by his master John the Baptist，
当他被他的老师，就是施洗的约翰来教导的时候
，John the Baptist told him， "Behold the Lamb of God."
因为那个施洗约翰对他说看哪、啊，神的羔羊。
He followed Jesus immediately.
所以他就马上就来跟随耶稣。
When Jesus called him by the Sea of Galilee.
当耶稣在那里在加利利边和加利利海边来呼召他的时候
，He said, "Come, follow me."
他说来跟从我。
And John was ready to follow him.
但那时候约翰预备好了，就要来跟从他。
Dear brothers and sisters, we have to understand today.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们实在今天要有一个了解。
We have acquired a knowledge which is deeper than our intellect.
我们实在是在我们里面有这么一个有这样的知识，是比我们的头脑思想更深的。
And that knowledge is coming from the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
这个知识是从圣灵给我们的启示而来的。
I preach gospel often, and I try to answer people's questions often.
我常常在那传福音，也常常在那人回答人家的问题。
And I know there's coming a point.
我知道，常常就要到了某一个程度。
When they ask questions, we can answer according to the Word of God, the best of knowledge we can.
他们可以问问题，我们也照神所指示的，在圣经里的话来回答，能够回答的能够十全十美是的。
But there must come to a point that they have to accept as the revelation of God and believe as what was told them to them by the Holy Spirit.
可是终究总要到达一个地步，就是需要他们接受这个启示，接受圣灵在他们心中的启示。
Because the revelation of God is imprinted in their heart, not in their mind.
因为神的启示实在是要对着他们心来，是对着他们心而发的，而不是对着他们的头脑。
We can reason with them.
我们可以跟他们说理由。
We can share with them the testimony.
我们可以跟他们在那里，把我们的见证说给他们听。
All the purpose was to jab loose some blocking stone.
所有这些工作呢，只不过是把一些阻碍的那一些困扰，给他希望能把它弄松一点。
Until their hearts are open.
一直到等他们心开了。
But all the argument could not bring them life.
但若是你跟他辩论的话呢，没有办法把生命给他。
Until they receive Jesus into their heart.
一直等到他们实在是接受了耶稣进入他们心里的时候。
And that personal readiness to receive the word of God is the result of the revelation of Jesus in His Holy Spirit.
而能够让他心里接受主呢，这是完全是看，完全是因为耶稣基督在他心里面给了他启示。You
know, the revelation is deeper than intellect.
因为我们实在知道启示是更深于头脑知识。And
the Greeks are very fond of revelation.
希腊的人对于这个启示也是非常有兴趣。They
understand that you can transmit, you can pass down your knowledge.
他们深深了解你的知识呢，是可以的传达的。
But you know, some original idea has to be just dropped on your lap. You caught it, not learning.
但是有些最原始、最基本的一些意念呢，是实在是从启示来的，就这么样子就突然间有了，而不是人家来教你的。
Greeks are part problem.
而这些希腊人，他们对这样的这种启示都觉得非常引以为傲。
The originality, let's put it this way.
因为他们对于这个原始性，他们是非常的注重。
It's what they respect very, very much.
他们最尊重这样的原始性。
You know, John is telling them something. In the beginning was the Word.
当约翰这样告诉他们说，太初有道。
It is from the revelation.
那实在是从启示来的。
And today we know Jesus who lives in our heart. It is by revelation also.
我们今天就是我们了解耶稣基督住在我们里面，这也是由启示来的。
You know, Paul indeed talked about that in his book of Galatians.
保罗在加拉太书里面也讲到这一点。
He said, I know the Son of God, not by man's teaching, but by the revelation. I know that the Son of God is in me.
所以说我认识神的儿子，并不是因为有什么人教导，而是神将他自己启示在我的心里面。
And he didn't have to share and comfort with other people. He knew something happened to him.
他也并不需要跟别人说什么，他知道在他身上发生了什么事。
Dear brother and sister, have you received the revelation that Jesus is the Son of God and He is in you?
那弟兄姊妹，您有没有真正接受到这样的启示，就是你真正知道耶稣基督是神，而他今天在你里面？
I'm not speaking to those who didn't never heard of the gospel, am I?
我并不是像那些从来没有听过福音的人。
You have heard the gospel, you've been a Christian for many years.
你们听过福音，也曾经做过基督徒，做了那么多年。
But can you explain to me why is Jesus in me?
你能不能跟我解释为什么耶稣基督是在我里面？
Or can you tell me why is Jesus the Son of God?
或者是你能不能跟我解释为什么耶稣基督就是神的儿子呢？
If I want to challenge you, you might not want to talk to me because you can't answer. But I'm not challenging you. I'm just to bring out a point. That Jesus, through the Holy Spirit, already has given you a revelation deeper than your intellectual mind.
而耶稣基督借着圣灵已经将这个神这样的启示给了你，这一个启示是更高深于，更深于你的理智头脑所能了解。
I'm a physicist.
我是一个学物理的。
I was very interested in the particle physics.
我原来是对量子物理非常有兴趣。
And you know, I spent so much time in it, I felt so fascinated with all the particles and quantum and things like that.
我花了很多时间钻进去，所以我对那些量子啊，这些这个学问非常觉得很了不得。
But you know, to some point, I would have to say, well, this is something beyond my understanding. Those who have tried to teach will find what I said true. The most difficult thing would be to teach on a subject where all the rest of the foundation rest upon.
想要教那个最基本、最基本的那个最那个学问，那
其他的东西建筑在上面。
其他东西可以建筑在上面的，这是最难最难的。
Have you tried to teach a young child why is one plus one equals two?
你有没有想到你要教小孩子
？The difficult thing would be to teach on the subject where all the rest of the foundation rest upon.
想要教那个最基本、最基本的那个学问，
其他东西建筑在上面。
其他东西可以建筑在上面的，这是最难最难的。
Have you tried to teach a young child why is one plus one equals two?
你有没有想到你要教小孩说一加一等于二
？You can tell one plus one. You only two figures. That's why two.
因为你只有一个跟另外一个，就是这两个手指头就叫做二。
And they believe you, don't they?
他们就相信你。
But if you talk to a mathematician,
但若是你跟一个数学家要去教导他
，and he asks you why is one plus one equals two?
他可以问你为什么一加一等于
？And you probably spend 20 pages explaining why one is one.
也许你要花20页的20页来解释为什么一加一等于二。
Dear brothers and sisters, there are some very basic things about the gospel. God has to do it with revelation in your heart, not through reason.
所以在福音里面有一些最最基本的东西实在是不能教导而是靠神的灵来去指
导 Don't we take this fact? Don't we take this fact?
那些我们就接受认为是事实的
Are really the revelation from Jesus from the Holy Spirit
其实是耶稣基督借着圣灵来启示
The existence of God
就是例如神的存在
The omnipotent of power of God
神的永能跟神性是什么
The kindness of God.
神的慈爱
The holiness of God.
神的神圣
Jesus in his creation, perfection.
耶稣在这个创造里面呢，他的那个完全
Dear brothers and sisters, these are the things God revealed to us, and we take them as revelation.
这些事情其实都是神亲自来启示我们的，我们就这样子接受，认为是一个事实
We call them the spiritual foundation.
我们把这些当做我们的那个属灵的一个基础
Dear brothers and sisters, not by teaching, is it?
但是弟兄姊妹，这实在不是因为教导。
If you were taught, then why are so many people not willing to be taught? Cannot be taught.
如果你觉得这是可以教就可以学到的话，为什么那么多人不愿意学呢？
Because it is a condition of their heart.
因为实在是他们心里面的情形。
That determines whether God can give them the revelation.
把心里的情形来决定是不是神在这时候要将这样的启示给他。
Some of the very simple scriptures say, if you know that the Son of God is in you, then you have eternal life.
有些很简单的这个经文，就说，若是你知道神的儿子在你里面，你就有永生。
These are statements depend on the revelation and the accomplished work of the Holy Spirit.
这些完全是靠圣灵的启示以及神所做成的功。
It otherwise doesn't make any sense.
不然的话，就一点都没有意思。
Son of God in me, so I have eternal life. How do I know that?
如果你说耶稣神的儿子在我里面，我就有永生，我怎么知道是这样子呢
？You do if you do not accept the spiritual revelation and take them in as a very simple fact. Let me tell you, it's hard to convince you.
如果你不能够就这样子把它接受进来，把它当做一件事实接受的话，非常非常完全不可能来我能有人来说服你。
John says, "In the beginning was the Word."
约翰说。在起初，太初有道。
And there he didn't mean to have any argument or expository or any explanation that he had to give.
约翰在这里讲这句话的时候，并没有期待有什么在这上面有什么辩论，或者是有什么人能够给他能够再给他怎么样子解释一下。
The word was with God.
在那里就是道与神同在。
And the word was God.
道就是神。
He was talking about something he was given him as a revelation that he treasured so much.
他在这里说到的是一个他曾经受到这样的启示，而在那里他实在是非常非常最宝贵的这个。
It is divine operation.
这是一个神圣的一个神圣的事情。
That we call faith.
这个我们所说的就是我们所说的信。
That we call the revelation.
就是我们所说的启示。
You know, John. He not only did receive the revelation, from the Holy Spirit.
约翰不仅是从圣灵得到了这样的启示。
But after what, so many years, and he followed Jesus.
而且又经过了这么多年，他在那里追随耶稣。
And at his old age, when he had to reiterate what was the most important fact about the teaching of the Son of God.
当他年老的时候，他在回想这一切，他觉得哪一点是最最重要的关于耶稣的事情呢？
He chose to start with the word.
他就这样子，他就决定用这一句话来开始。
God's purpose, God's means, God's wisdom.Everything that God has pertinent to me.
讲到神的创造，神的旨意，讲到这个神的本身。
And in the later statement, in the same chapter, verse chapter one, he said, "The Word became flesh."
到了在第一章后面一点说，他就说到道成了肉身。
And that flesh incarnated, Word incarnation of flesh, he called Jesus.
而这一个道成了肉身，在我们中间的，他把它称为耶稣。
You know, he did live with Jesus.
他的确，约翰跟耶稣住在一起过。
He lived with him for 3.5 years.
他跟他三年半都在一起。
During his time, he saw the performance of miracles.
在这个中间，他看到他神在那行神迹。
During the 3.5 years, he heard his teaching.
这三年半里面也听到他一切的教导。
And he witnessed his strength.
也在那里看到了，他亲眼看到他的能力。
And his faithfulness.To the Word of God and to God Himself.
而且看到他对神的话是那样的坚信不疑，而且是他对神的对父神的旨意。
If he understood the sole purpose of Jesus and His mission coming to earth, he understood it.
若是有任何人说是他了解耶稣基督来这里的目的跟他的目的话，那么约翰是一个最了解的。
He watched that man to be taken away.By the Roman soldiers.
约翰在那里亲眼看到罗马兵丁把这一个人带走。
And he witnessed how he defend or not defending himself before Pilate.
他看到他怎么样，这一个人在比拉多面前那样子的，一点都不为他自己辩护。
He witnessed how people took him and nailed him on a cross.
他也看见怎么样的人将他带去，将他钉十字架。
He was sad.
他心里非常忧伤。
No, he was there.
He was there.
John was there.
他都在那里。
He witnessed everything.
他在那里看到眼见一切。
When he gave out the ghost.
当耶稣断气的时候。
They departed.
他们就都分离了。
And then later on, some other disciples took him and carried him away, put him into the tomb.
然后有些人把耶稣的尸身拿下来，然后放在一个坟墓里面。
And then on the third day, the day after the Sabbath, some men ran to him and tell him, he's no longer, he's no more.
到了第三天，今天早上，突然间有人来告诉他说他的尸体不在那里了。
And he and Peter ran to the tomb.
他跟彼得两个人就跑到坟墓那里去。
They were among the first to witness his resurrection.
他就是那些最初的几个人在那里。眼睛来见证，用他们亲眼见证这个复活的事。
Not in the physical realm did he see him.
并不是在一个物质的这个警戒里面，他看到了他。
For he is resurrected.
因为他已经复活了。
But then the Holy Spirit descend on them when they are convinced that he was resurrected.
意思等到耶的圣灵来向他们明显的说明，让他们完全他们就知道他的确他是复活的。
You know, John did more than that.
约翰。
My statement was that John not only followed Jesus for 3.5 years.
所以我就想要在这里所说的是，约翰非仅他跟随了耶稣三年半。
After he was resurrected and ascended to heaven.
当耶稣复活以后，复活升天以后。
In the Holy Spirit, John was his witness.
在圣灵里面，约翰也成为了一个见证人。
For in the book of Acts, he learned that John and the other disciples.Became witnesses for Jesus.
因为在行传中，我们可以看见约翰以及其他的门徒都变成了耶稣的见证人。
He's endowed with the power to be his witness in the Holy Spirit.
而且他也被加给那样的能力，在圣灵里面成为耶稣基督的见证人。
Indeed, himself went through Samaria and Judah and everywhere to preach that Jesus is the Son of the Living God and He is the Christ.
而约翰也被差遣到撒玛利亚跟犹太地来。见证他是那一位活的救主。
After so many years, through persecution, through the prosperity of the church, through everything,
这么多年他在那里非仅是经过了看到教会的这兴旺的情形，也经过了大逼迫。
And he himself was even sent to the island of Patmos.
甚至他自己都被放逐到巴摩海岛。
He was like exile in that island and saw the vision of the Son of God.
在那海岛上面，他在那里就看见了耶稣基督的异象。
Through all of these things.
他经过了这么许多的事情。
May we say thick and thin.
我们也可以说他经过了真的是大小风浪。
He testified in this book the beginning.He began with a statement, in the beginning was the Word.
经过这么许许多多，在他的书上，一句话就是他这样做见证，太初有道。
And he had witnessed to that Word that he had lived with him. He had followed him.
而他也正见证这一个道，就是那一位他曾经跟他一起住过，也曾经他也跟随过的那一位。
You have to understand, in that capitalized word, the Word, how much has it meant to John?
我想你们应该都能够了解那一个道，那一个用英文字前面有大写的那一个道，那个字对于约翰来讲是何等的重要。
It is more than an idea.
并不光是一个想法。
It is a person.
而是一个人。
No, it's more than a person.
而不光只是一个人。
He is everywhere.
他是无所不在。
He is God Himself, feeling everything.
他就是神自己在那里充满了万有。
He is the Holy Spirit.
他就是圣灵。
He is God Himself revealed and unfold.
他就是神自己在那里显现出来，在那里完全被彰显出来。
He is everything to John.
对约翰来说，他是他的一切。
The very purpose he was living for.
也就是他一切生活的目的。
And that he was dying for.
也是他死的原因。
The very thing of his work.
他也是他的工作。
And the very thing to express his love to this one eternally, he was grateful to.
也是他愿意将他的
All his love that he wanted to pour out to.
也是那一位他要将他所有一切的爱都能流露都能倾倒出来。
You know, different things mean different depth when we are growing in the spiritual life.
在我们在这个属灵的在属灵的成长里面，常常有些不同的事情呢，代表很多不同的不同程度上有些不同的代表。
You know, a simple tune by Bill Gaither.
有一个Bill Gaither 的一个很简单的一个曲子，一个诗歌。
He said, "The more I serve him, the more I love him."
里面他就说，我越服侍他，我就越爱他。
The longer I live, the longer I serve, the more I live him. I love him.
我越是服侍他，我就更越来越爱他。
Well, if you put that thought to John and the expression, the word.
但是你想想，如果是约翰来经历这样子的诗歌的时候，那里所说的那个道。
It meant too much to him.
那个道呢？对于约翰来讲呢，是实在是一切的一切。
Dear brother and sister, do you understand what God has given us?
弟兄姊妹，你能不能够真正了解神到底是给了我们什么
？If you have understood, so to speak,
若是你已经了解
，that in the beginning was the Word.
我们知道太初有道。
And that Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and He tabernacled in among us.
而道成了肉身，住在我们中间，在我们人中，在人之人中间支搭帐幕。
Then later on, I just told you that He went through all the difficulty and eventually died for us on the cross.
我们后来也知道他耶稣经过种种的困难至终在为我们在十字架上死。
And finally, he has through many, many means, many, many people to bring the gospel to you.
而且他后来又让许许多多的人在那里为他做见证把终究把福音带到了我们这。
And with such a sheer luck,
好像就是那么样子那么很幸运的。
That you believe him.
结果你正好又相信了他。
Dear friends, I'm talking about some very, very slim chance that you and I became Christian.
所以如果我们这么想的话呢，我们要成为一个基督徒，实在是那个机遇是或然率是非常小。
By the sheer luck, our heart was open for some weird reason or one or another. We believe in Jesus.
怎么那么好玩？就在那个时候，我们的心又是那么样开了，就愿意来接受而变成基督徒呢
？Are you going to let that miracle stop at the face value of being saved only?
你们愿意变光是让这一个神迹，就是光停在这里，让你是仅仅得救呢
？I mean, do you want to carry on with that miracle?
愿不愿意将那个神迹能够再继续的再往前发展
？Or let me put it bluntly.
或者是让我再讲得更坦白一点。
How much do you know this word, Jesus?
你到底对这位道，这个耶稣，你到底他了解他多少？
How much do you know his purpose in your life?
你对于他在你生命中的目的，到底你了解不了解？
How much do you know about his power in your life?
你对他的能力到底了解多少？
How much do you know about his love in your life?
你对他对你的爱，你有了解？
How much do you know him?
你到底认识他多少？
Dear brother and sister, John spent all his life. At the end, that book was one of his productions.
约翰是花了他一生的功夫，到终了他有这么一本书写出来。
I say it's a big book, a great book.
我说这本书实在是太伟大，太了不起。
John himself said, all the knowledge of the world of Jesus, the world cannot contain.
约翰是自己他就说，对于要是基督耶稣所有做的事情，若是全写出来，他的书世界都容不下。
And he said, there are many, many things I could have put in the book, but I wouldn't. There's no space.
有许许多多事情我应该记下来，但是没地方，我没办法写了。
But I wrote this so that you may know that Jesus is the Son of Living God, and He is the Christ, God has ordained.
但是我要这样子写，就要告诉你们，耶稣基督是神的儿子。
And believe in Him, you may have eternal life.
我相信他，你就可以得到永生。
Dear brother and sister, let me ask you, and put everybody, including myself, in challenge.
我想我在这里就要问各位，也包括我自己在里面。
How much do you know Jesus?
我们到底认识耶稣有多少
？I mean, would you, through gone through what John has gone through?
你要不要也经过像约翰所经历的那一切
？And then was asked, said suppose there's a publisher who gave you a lot of money trying to say, hey, Peter, write a book about Jesus that you know.
也许他说也许有个出版家出版商来请你写本书说彼得呀你认识耶稣是怎么样啊你写出来好不好
How much would you write?
你能写多少
What would you write?
你会写什么
书 In what depth would you write?
是写的深度如何
Dear brothers, do you see the point I'm asking?
所以弟兄姊妹你了不了解我在这里为什么这样问
I've always tried to preach the message that we need to know Jesus the more.
一直这样子在这里传讲这样的信息，就是我们实在是要更深的认识耶稣。
You know, last time I preached, how great is your God?
上一次我在这里时候，我讲到你的神有多大。
I guess the same thing. How much you know deep about him?
这些都是一样的。就到底你认识耶稣有多深呢
？Could you, with the same intensity of John, write that in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, the Word was God, with such an assurance?
你能不能像约翰一样？当你写这样的书的时候，你写书说太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神，这么样子肯定的写出这样的。
Or maybe you don't have a chance to write a book of John. Somebody already wrote it, isn't it?
也许你没有办法写出像约翰福音这样的书，因为约翰已经写了。
But you must have come to a lot of people who was trying to find out who Jesus is.
但是你一定会遇到很多人，他们都在那里要追求，要知道到底耶稣是谁。
And you know that without believing Jesus, nobody can have eternal life.
我们也都知道，若是没有若是不信耶稣基督的话，我们也没有人能够得到永生。
Can you tell them in such a short way that I know who Jesus is?
你能不能够用这么简简单单的这样子几句话，就能够告诉人家，说我实实在在是认识基督
？Dear brothers and sisters, I don't know how long a lifespan we will each have.
我现在不知道我们每个人都能活多久。
Maybe 20 years, maybe 30 years. I talk about 20 years because I've been Christian for 20 years.
我在说二十年、三十年，因为我做了差不多二十年的基督徒。
How much could you write about Jesus?
那么你做了这么多年基督徒，你到底能够写出多少你认识的这位耶稣
？Oh, dear brothers and sisters, it gives me a great joy to just meditate on that first sentence of it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，当我这样子光在这里默想前面这几句话的时候，我里面非常非常喜乐。
You see the feeling he has put God in his presence.
因为在这里他，我们看见他把神就在那个神的同在放在我们。
Everything begins with this God.
因为一切的事情的起手。
Without him, there was not even you and I.
若是没有神，就没有你我。
How much we do need for his love.
How
much we have to dedicate our lives and making a living sacrifice to
Him? 我们是不是应该将我们自己当做献上，当做活祭？
How much should we love Him?
那么我们应该多怎么样爱他？
And devote our life to knowing Him.
而将我们的这一生都奉献给他。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is a world of shallowness, the age of shallowness.
弟兄姊妹，这个现在的世代是一个很肤浅的世代。
Everything you demand a quick result.
每一件事情，大家都想要你马上有大，有很快的 结果。
You know, fast food, fast lane, fast traffic, everything.
这个什么都是素食素食的
Yeah, fast degree.
什么样东西都要快。
And fast buck.
赚钱很快的。
Yeah, and fast marriage.
婚姻也很快。
And fast divorce.
结婚离婚也很快。
Yeah, you don't want a long divorce, but it comes to that, you know.
Yeah, 离婚不需要，你不想再拖太久。
Everything is fast.
每样事情都是很快。
But dear brother and sister, we have to strive for the supremacy and the depth of the knowledge of Jesus.
但是我们是在这样的世代里面，我们实在是还要在那里努力。我们要知道神他的
超越，
他的超越性。
In the beginning was the word.
太初有道。
And the word was with God.
道与神同在。
And the word was God.
道就是神。
Dear brother and sister.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Because of me.
因为
你。You and I here.Makes sense.
我们今天在这才有意义。
Let's love him.
让我们来爱他。
Let's put our life together.
让我们将我们的生命建立起来。
To love him and dedicate our life to him, live for him.
我们在这里，我们爱他，也将我们的生命来献上给他。
May we with John, as our example.
但是我们都把约翰拿来当做我们的一个榜样。
The knowledge of Jesus.
对于神的认识是我们一生的目的。
We don't all have to write.
我们不需要都成为作家再来写。
But we do have all to know Jesus.
但是我们都要认识耶稣。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Dear Lord, we praise and worship.
主啊，我们感谢你，我们敬拜你。
We come to you and we know who you are.
我们来到你的面前，我们知道认识你是谁。
Because you're in the beginning.
因为你是那一位从起初就有。
And you were with God.
你就是那一位与神。
And you are God.
你就是神。
Jesus, then you come down to earth to live for us.
主耶稣，然后你来到地上为我们而活。
And you died for us.
你也为我们死。
And you resurrected for us.
你也为我们复活。
And you release your life in the Holy Spirit.
而将你的生命在圣灵里面释放出来。
So that all may live through this Holy Spirit.
我们能够就借着这圣灵来活在你面前。
With a simple revelation, we all believe in you, Jesus.
就是借靠着这个简简单单的启示，我们都相信了你。
And we all receive the Holy Spirit through your grace.
我们也都借着你的恩典，我们都接受了圣灵。
For we have testified that who we believe, who believe Jesus.Has the Holy Spirit in his life, in his heart.
因为我们在这里都做见证，那些接受主耶稣基督的都有圣灵在他们生命中。
And by that intrinsic ability, we can know you more.
也因为如此，借着圣灵，我们才能更认识。
Lord, we do pray to increase our desire to live with you.
主啊，让我们这样子祷告，让我们有更深的渴慕来为你而活。
Let's have a deeper desire to live for you.
我们有一个更深的渴望能够为你而活。
That we have a desire to live knowing you. Lord Jesus, increase our desire to know you. That through the life experience, we indeed can say we know who you are. We look at John the fisherman. He had not much of himself to be remembered.But he knows who Jesus is. And through his great writing, we all know him. Lord, we desire and we envy such a way of living for you. For there are blessings which were meant to flow out from us. And there will be people who, by knowing us, shall know Jesus.
也有些人因为他们认识了我们也会认识了耶稣。
And we cannot help loving you once we know you more.
当我们一认识你的时候我们实在就不得不爱你。
And we cannot help living closer to you once we know you.
我们也不得不一旦我们认识了你我们就愿意这样跟你更靠近。
And live a holy life.
而过一个更圣洁的。
With the power of the Holy Spirit.
借着圣灵的能力。
Lord, I do pray for the congregation that they would all have such a desire.
主啊，我在这里为我们整个会众在这里祷告，但愿每一个人都有这样的渴望。
Let us walk closer.
让我们更与你接近，更与你同行。
In Jesus' name.
靠耶稣基督。
Amen.